Judy Collins is one of my favorite folk singers and songwriters, and this is one by her called My Father. One is a song that I wrote. My grandmother was born and raised in a plantation called Lyndhurst, somewhere between Greenville and Madison, Florida. And her family, it was a pre-Civil War home, and she had 12 brothers and sisters. They were all born in the same bed, and you know, they just lived in the country. And the family had the home for years. My aunt and uncle lived there. And when they got into their 80s, they just couldn't handle it anymore. This big old home in the middle of nowhere. So they decided to sell it. And nobody in the family, you know, was in any position to, you know, buy a house or move. So it had to leave the family. And it's one of those wonderful places where, you know, no matter what time it was, whenever you landed there, there'd be all this food on the table. Rosa had been cooking, you know, for days, it seemed. And there was a pail of water with a dipper, and there were outhouses, and, you know, all these things that little suburban children weren't really accustomed to. So we had, you know, lots of fun memories of Lyndhurst. But the very last night we spent there, we were on our way to Jacksonville from Pensacola. And my sister and my mother were getting ready to go to sleep, you know, downstairs, and the rest of the family was upstairs. And, you can imagine out in the country, no street lights. You know, once they turned the lights out, that was it. It was just pitch, pitch black. But right before Mom fell asleep, she felt this someone hug her. And it's this warm, you know, plump person type of a hug, just a very loving hug, but no one was there. You know, she couldn't see anything because it was so dark. And she looked over at my sister Logan, and, you know, she was asleep. And so the next morning, she asked Graham and Aunt Virginia which one of them had come down to hug her last night and, you know, why they left without saying anything. They said, oh, we didn't come down and hug you last night. So they figured it was the ghost of Mom's grandmother that came to give a little farewell hug. And it sort of inspired me to write this song. And it's called Coming Home to Lyndhurst. Oh, and I hope you enjoy it. Curving clay road leads me through mossy live oak skies so blue. Back 100 years or two, I'm coming home to Lyndhurst. Dip that water up from a well, roses cooking, ooh, the smell. So many stories this house would tell, so much of life at Lyndhurst. Sitting on the back porch, talking, shelling butter, beans, and peas. Now I'm off exploring with the bird dogs in the fragrant summer breeze. Aunt Virginia worries, like she did when Mom was small. They would hide green pears beneath the pillars, Aunt Virginia found them all. Rooster crowing, it's early morn, says his chickens need a little corn. Waking up from the bed where Graham was born on an early April morning. Curving clay road leads me through mossy live oak sky so blue. I guess in my head I'll return to you on a gentle day like this one. Now all that's left are memories from the stories Graham would tell. And I believe there among the trees those loving spirits dwell. Oh, those loving spirits dwell. Can't you tell? Guess that things are going well. Thank you very much.
Is there an MD in the audience? Nothing critical, but we would like to consult you a minute. An MD. And let's go on with the program and welcome two delightful singers. One from Gainesville, the other one's from St. Augustine, Joe Mark and Michelle Moncrief.
like a man knows a woman. She makes him wait around for half the morning for the tide to turn. On the road, straight up the fisherman never catches more than he knows he can sell in the day. Pull on the net, straight up the fisherman. Day is for work and night's the time to go. Catches more than he knows he can sell in the day. Pulling the nets, say the fisherman. Days for work and nights a time to go
a dying breed, a fisherman that actually cares about the environment.
Yeah, I can truly attest to that. In St. Augustine, a lot of people think that fishing is the big industry, and it really isn't. Tourists are. We put big hooks out and ropes out in the street and put big pieces of shrimp on them and haul the tourists in now. We don't serve them up or anything, you know. This next song is a song, a little bit of armchair philosophy. It's one of my favorite songs. It's by a fairly obscure but becoming well-known artist by the name of Keith Sykes.
Well, it's easy to see that we've just a very short time. So why not we don't go to the hill and climb? John T. Booker got low, yeah. Singing a song that don't rhyme. Carrying a penny that does shine. Laughing at the minute that falls behind. In a very short time. Well, a tadpole looking after tadpoles, watching his legs that will grow, and wondering where he's going to go in a very short time. Well, it's easy to see that we've just a very short time. Nobody thinks about it until they're far behind. Then you gotta know where every second's gone. Oh no, you're missing a song that don't rhyme. You're carrying a penny that used to shine, crying for the minute that falls behind in a very short time.
This next song is a hunting song, but instead of being for the hunt, it's kind of against the hunt. It's on the side of a little furry red creature called the red fox. Jumping away from the men who try to catch him. Horses heaving, hear their heavy breathing. Please don't catch that red fox, he's my friend. Hear the trumpets, golden gleaming. It signifies that they have seen him. Running from them now, fast as he can. Please don't catch that red fox, he's my friend. They found him, horses and men all surround him. He won't jump now, his time is up now. Please don't catch that red fox, he's my friend. From the men who try to catch him. Horses heaving, hear the heavy breathing. Please don't catch that red fox, he's my friend. Please don't catch that red fox, he's my friend. Please don't catch that red fox, he's my friend. Glad we could be here on such a beautiful day.
Just a little song here to commemorate a beautiful day.
Okay.
I'd like to finish up now and say thank you for being such a wonderful audience, and thank you, Cousin Thelma, for having us back again this year. This has got to be one of the high points of our musical career each year, I must say. You all deserve an applause. Okay, I'd like to close up with a song about my hometown, St. Augustine.
Who wrote this song?
Crazy St. Augustine musicians wrote this song. Okay.
Sipping old bourbon, looking over the bay, wondering what the water might have to say. I'm praying it'll rain just another day, cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Forget what it's like to freeze at last, have another drink and let that old track pass and stay in a dream that's not so fast. Stay with St. Augustine in heaven at last. Oh Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far. So pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh Lord, 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 St. Augustine. Augustine. You're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Molly and the rabbit gone down to St. Croix just to get a tan and a little baby boy. But we'll stay home and have our own, a little woman taken from both of our bones. It's got to be the best thing that happened to me to have a little woman shining by deep blue sea. So mama sing and papa sing about that dream, swinging palm trees, St. Augustine. Oh, Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far. So back it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Cause the sun don't shine if it's any other way. Oh, Lord, St. Augustine, pretty little girl, tell me what you've seen. It's all in a dream, but it's not too far. So pack it up, Mama, just a day by car. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen. Oh, Lord, 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 St. Augustine, you're the closest thing to heaven that I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Michelle. Joe, thank you for singing that modern song about St. Augustine. One little bitty girl is going to represent the Sailfish Cloggers from Stewart. Her leader is Sally Rhodes. Go down stage, honey. Wait, toward the middle of the stage. Take the middle. That's right.
I looked around with glee, but rain in kilometers was all that I can see in that war, that crazy war. Well, a cannonball flew overhead, I started home right then. The captain, he fought after me, but the general beat us in that war, that crazy war. Oh, I run all over Europe just trying to save my life. There will come another war, I'll send my darling wife to that war, that crazy war. Well, wars may come and wars may go, but keep this on your mind. There will come another war, and I'll be hard to find for that.